forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Thursday, October 25th, 2007 edition of The American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog. Be with you for the next 2 hours. I've got a lot to get through today. No phone calls again today, folks. I've got to get through the second half of this 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, and all roads lead to Israel. Now, hopefully I'll get through in the second half of the second hour. I've got a very important report coming up from my roving reporter, Rob Bishop. We're going to talk a little bit about the bill that was just passed in Congress, H.R. 1955, but first I got to get through this. I'm going to start right now. We're going to start with Iraq, folks. This is part two of 9/11, Iraq, PNAC, and all roads lead to Israel. Part one was on yesterday's show. Okay, we're going to jump back into Iraq. The media has not covered crucial aspects of the war in Iraq either. The televised press still has not mentioned AIPAC spying yet. They have reported outright lies about Iraq and Iran. There has also been no mention of the Niger forgeries or the deeper aspects of the Plame affair, and that being why Bush ordered her ousted. And how did Jeff Gannon, the male hooker working for a fake news agency, make reference to internal government memos about it? Where in the U.S. press that could simply explain in one sentence that the wall Israel is building is not even on their border, but cuts into Palestine? Where was the U.S.'s coverage of the MK-77 and dropped all over Fallujah? How about the obvious theater-like production of the toppling of the Saddam statue in Iraq that British press could report in the same language, and yet the majority of the Americans remain blissfully in the dark about it? There have been so many lies. Not just about war, but at this point, with carriers in place and the surge in place and the Democrats giving Bush $659 billion for the next war and another $100 billion for the current ones, I would settle on preventing war with Iran rather than an ambitious goal of withdrawing from Iraq. Now, we're going to rewind, and we're going to look at 9/11 itself. The Muhammad Atta story is one of the smoking guns, and we're going to answer some common questions here. Here's a question that you may have asked yourself. If 9/11 was an inside job, then why was there so much prior knowledge of the attacks? Granted, it was ignored, but how could there be intelligence of an Al-Qaeda ring in the United States and all those pilots going to flight schools and the warning about bin Laden wanting to attack America if said hijackers didn't do it? Which is evident by some of the hijackers still being alive, by the way. Why risk them getting busted if they were patsies? Since the hijackers didn't do it, how was there any evidence of them planning an attack that they didn't do and obviously didn't even know about, considering they were going to get the blame? Furthermore, if the government really did 9/11, then why leak information about your own patsies and look like incompetent fools when the warnings were ignored? The prior knowledge arguments have evidence. They do two things. They make the Bush administration look incompetent for not acting on supplied information, but it also looks like the attacks could have been prevented had Bush and company only read the memos they were being given. What that does is make it appear like the attack was done by Arab terrorists. The Democrats naturally jumped all over this as a chance to make Republicans look bad, yet still blame 9/11 of Arab terrorists. We'll be back in three. I'm going to get through this as quick as I can and make it legible. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And then we're going to have a special report that's going to affect all of us coming up after I get through with this. Folks, stick with me. Got a lot more. Be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and jumping right back into this. Someone was dropping hints and information to imply that the terrorists were Arabs, and mainly from Saudi Arabia. Why did they frame Saudi Arabia if it was a frame and they were patsies, when why not use at least one Iraqi after all? I mean, that is who they wanted to attack and did attack after 9/11. Why Saudi Arabia? The answer is clear when you understand who really carried out 9/11. The Israeli Mossad and their neocon moles and the blackmail-controlled shills. Okay, so let's put some facts together. Someone obviously wanted to pin the 9/11 terrorist attacks on Muslim Arabs. One of the most laughable parts of the 9/11 story was the FBI finding Atta's unburned passport 2 blocks away from the Twin Towers. What a crock. Atta's passport had been reported stolen in 1999. Magically, that missing and stolen passport is the same one that was found at Ground Zero. Gee! Someone must have put it there for the FBI to find in order to implicate Muslim Arab terrorists. Who could that be? Who got caught on 9/11 in a white van that had traces of explosives in it and worked for a moving company which turned out to be a front for the Israeli Mossad? 5 Israeli agents got caught, and the first thing out of their mouths was, "We are Israelis. We are not your problem. Your problems are our problems. The Palestinians are your problem." Gosh. An English-speaking ex-military explosive expert cheering and taking pictures of the World Trade Center burning towers in New York on 9/11, who worked for a fake moving company in the Mossad, driving a van that had had a hit with bomb-sniffing dogs and over $4,000 stuffed in a sock, is nothing to be concerned about. Sivan Kutzberg could still say with a straight face, "It wasn't me. Blame the Palestinians." Shortly after 9/11, we had two different anthrax letters trying to blame 9/11 on the Arabs. One read, "You cannot stop us. We have this anthrax. You die now. Are you afraid? Death to America. Death to Israel. Allah is great." And the other one read, "This is next. Take penicillin now. Death to America. Death to Israel. Allah is great." Death to America and death to Israel? Gee, I wonder who really wrote it. Might it be Israel? Rudy Deckers was Atta's or someone pretending to be Atta's flight instructor in Florida. Note that we know that the Israeli Mossad was living next door to Atta in Florida, supposedly monitoring him. Now, Rudy Deckers discovered that Atta could not speak German. Mohammed Atta lived in Hamburg, Germany, yet suddenly he must have forgotten how to speak German. Deckers, a Dutch citizen, tried to converse with Atta, who stared at him and had to ignore him, eventually leaving for Boston. And here's a quote. "This is eerily similar to the way in which Zacharias Moussaoui, the so-called 20th hijacker, became belligerent when his Minnesota flight instructor tried to speak to him in French, his first language, at the beginning of the course." The Minnesota Star Tribune reported on the real Atta would have been able to respond. They reported on December 21st, 2001. The real Atta would have been able to respond to his instructor's German small talk, and the real Moussaoui would have been able to respond to his instructor's French small talk. Well, somebody was trying to create information about Arab hijackers training for 9/11. Somebody was living next door to their partner, Atta Framer. No wonder Atta was seen so many times on the casino ships with Jack Abramoff. He was not Atta. He was the Mossad's own boy. They killed the real Atta. Somebody left his passport at Ground Zero, and then somebody wrote letters for the anthrax attack, steering America's rage onto Israeli enemies. Now back to the Saudi question. So why there? To understand this one, you'd have to be aware of the foiled Mossad plot in Mexico. To be brief, the oil-rich Mexican government was being set up to ally with the U.S. by way of another false flag operation. But the plot was foiled, and the Israelis busted with hand grenades and TNT. I really encourage you to get my book, Welcome to the USSA. Cut oil off from the Sauds, blame the anthrax attacks on the Egyptians, and invent false al-Qaeda connections with Iraq. Say Osama is in Afghanistan, cook up lies about Iran having nukes or making people wear yellow stars. Someone is not at war with terrorists, but with Israel's enemies. We know they lied about Iraq. I assure you bin Laden is already dead. And we know they are lying about 9/11. The question no longer remains who did it. We know the specific names. We know who made the OSP and wrote PNAC and put the bombs in the towers. And when I gave a good theory as to why and how it was covered up by showing how the press works. Now we're going to go to following the oil. You can see from the partial list I made of government contracts and boards of directors how the scam works between the MIC, media conglomerates, and the banks. They profit from lying to you. Always follow the money and the motives. And in this day and age, follow the oil too. The first proposed oil pipeline to be opened in Iraq was set to go to Tel Aviv, Israel. Here's where they planned it 10 days before the end of the war, and here is where they planned setting up another oil pipeline to Israel, this one going to Haifa. And they now pump oil from Mosul to Haifa. Golly gee. That is interesting. Was all that oil planned to go to Israel? Oh, it gets worse. The U.S. sends oil to Israel from Iraq, then buys it from Israel. Here's a quote. One of Israel's largest oil marketing firms has won a multi-million dollar tender to supply fuel to U.S. troops in Iraq. According to an IsraeliNationalNews.com report, the tender awarded the Sunol Gasoline Company, along with its foreign partner, Morgantown International, its valued at $70 to $80 million. The company is expected to supply the U.S. forces with 25 million liters of fuel each month. The tender was issued by the U.S.-based KDR company, a subsidiary of Halliburton. What a surprise. Which has been entrusted with the majority of U.S. military contracts in Iraq. Israel takes U.S. aid and buys oil from Iraq at 20% less than the cost it gets it from Russia, and then sells it to the U.S. and is also awarded contracts by the U.S. government. Well, Israel did have an oil problem. Another quote, according to the Energy Information Administration, a statistical agency of the U.S. Department of Energy, Israel produces almost no oil and imports nearly all of its oil needs, around 237,000 barrels a day in 2002. Traditionally, major oil import sources have included Egypt, the North Sea, West Africa, and Mexico. Information provided by the EIA stated that in April of 2003, there was some discussion of reopening the old pipeline from Mosul to northern Iraq to the Israel port of Haifa on its northern Mediterranean coast. The line, which was built in the 1930s, carried 100,000 barrels of oil a day at its peak, but has been closed since Israel's establishment in 1948. The reopening of this pipeline is, on the other hand, reported as being able to solve Israel's energy crisis at a stroke. But that's not all. They took oil from Kirkuk, where 40% of Iraq's oil is, and Hafir al-Batin, al-Basra, and Mosul, too. Here is a map of where I... He didn't put the map in there. Okay, anyway, it's a war for oil that left shouts. No blood for oil, they say. Yes, that's true. No blood for oil. Going to Israel where our own gas prices rise. The neocons have failed many things because of hubris. They failed in Lebanon. They are failing in Iraq. They would like nothing more than to balkanize Iraq into three sections with a Kurdistan in the north, but instead they just have a messy, low-impact guerrilla civil war. The cheers and flowers never came despite the massive propaganda. Now 9/11. Back in February of 2001, the United States and the UK attacked Iraq with much public backlash. Bush bombed Baghdad just 2 weeks after being sworn into office. He tried to start PNAC's plan, but then the public was not having it. They needed that new Pearl Harbor event that PNAC said would be necessary. They rigged it with the Mossad's help on 9/11. Here's how we know. Note the five, now pay close attention to this, folks. Note the five dancing Israelis who had bomb-sniffing dogs reacting to their van and who worked for a Mossad front, a fake moving company in New Jersey, whose owner skipped town right after 9/11 and fled to Israel. Note that they all failed polygraph tests, and they were all ex-military, and oh, gee, explosive experts as well. Note the following bogus anthrax attacks, which said, death to America, death to Israel. This was a huge story for a few days, long enough to pass the Patriot Act, and then simultaneously it disappeared from all the news networks overnight. What a media coincidence, huh? Putting it all together is easy. If 9/11 was an inside job and not the work of Al-Qaeda but patsies, then the anthrax didn't come from Al-Qaeda either. I wonder who sent it. I wonder where it came from. They basically named themselves in the classic Orwellian doublespeak, America and Israel. These things are not mentioned in 9/11 video, alternative radio, and of course not on TV. Zionism is the most sacred subject in the U.S. One mention of it and you are automatically an anti-Semite. Well, it's time to grow some gonads, pick your adjective, or noun for this matter, and start talking about the elephants in the room. Neocons from Israel and America started these wars and carried out 9/11. That's the real 9/11 truth. Now, there's new information that is 100% proof that Muhammad Atta had a double. As for more than half of the CFRs and PNAC authors are Jewish Zionists, the reason being Jewish matters is that for some kooky reason, just by having that religion, which is really an ethnicity in disguise, one can have dual citizenship to Israel. Oh, Zionism is not a faith. Not that I think religions are too grand to begin with. Zionism is one version of one prophecy, of one brand of one religion. If legal Jewishness was a religion and not a race, then why the concept of bloodlines? You have to prove you are Jewish by ancestry to pass, and that follows one to have dual citizenship with another country and government, Israel. Apparently, this religion is genetically inherited much like a race. Thus, the Zionists put the interest of a foreign government above the U.S. Also, the military-industrial complex, including Zionism, gets the multi-billion dollar investments from Christian churches. The UN are puppets to the banks, which are also Zionist-run and owned and have been since the days of the Rothschilds. The veto power rests with the colonial powers. However, the third world is rising up. The UN can slap resolutions on Israel, which Israel will openly defy all day. If America doesn't want to enforce something, then it is basically nothing on paper. Zionists who have a hand-in-glove relationship with tax-free multi-billion dollar churches use that wealth to position themselves into creating new conflicts, which are used to milk in more money for the corporations under the MIC's umbrella. They are acting as middlemen managing the money of stockholders through third-party factions who practice insider trading with a variety of profiteering methods. The ugly mega-Zionist Richard Perle, he's the PNAC founder, by the way, buddied up with the wormy 5'2", super Zionist Henry Kissinger, who was the first choice of the head of the 9/11 Commission, whose credibility is so far poor that he had to decline the offer and give it to another Zionist Jew, Michael Chertoff. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick with me. I got a heck of a lot more here, folks.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, getting right back into this article. Okay, so the first choice of George Bush was Henry Kissinger to head up the 9/11 Commission, and we know his credibility was so poor that he had to decline the offer and give it to another Zionist Jew, Michael Chertoff, son of a rabbi and dual citizen with Israel, whose cousin is the editor of Popular Mechanics, a BS publication that tries to debate 9/11 with the likes of the loose change folks who don't even mention Zionism and spout off Class C arguments like the Pentagon was hit by a missile and cell phones could not work on the planes. My advice is to stick to Class A arguments, Building 7. Bush saw the first plane hit, the put options, and the Mossad being caught red-handed, as well as writing policy papers stating why they wanted to, what they wanted to do, including the following wars, the anthrax, and following the money. In their defense, they were never trying to lay the blame on anyone, but just stating what they thought was fishy about 9/11. I am glad the film is so widespread. I just wish people who saw it would dig deeper afterwards. Talking about 9/11 loose change, that's Ryan Dawson, folks. The defense industries and the companies under that massive umbrella corporation normally have ties to government employees. Kissinger didn't call it insider trading. He called it guaranteed speculation. I guess he's got a video of that. This is how the Zionists feed into the military-industrial complex and the conflict in Israel with basically the entire Middle East in a cash cow for the military investments. It creates the demand. These companies are not simply just American companies. Most of them are multinational with no loyalties to anyone aside from whichever government is the current medium they can use to pipe the money. And the money awarded to the companies by the state-issued contracts is not just for allocation of our tax money. The government is spending way more than that. Even when military spending consists of over half our tax money, they are borrowing money by buying bonds from the Federal Reserve, which they have to pay interest on in order to pay for the military-industrial complex pork projects and blood for oil and ethnic cleansing campaigns. We have created an $8.5 trillion debt, and by the way, it's about $10 trillion now, real close to it. The central banks, as you know, are rooted back to the same Zionists who wrote the plans for foreign policy, PNAC and ISCB, and collect from the investors. The largest investor of them all is not the wealthy individuals. It's the multi-billion dollar tax-free institutions, more popularly known as Protestant churches. Here is where it gets nasty. Religion has been perverted. The Christian crazies are the kind of Christians who get to be on TV because they promote what is profitable for the government and themselves and are bankrolling the Zionist occupation and the yummy military-related conflicts, projects. It creates sane Christians don't get to have a TV show like Pat Robertson. Obviously, the corrupt churches who pocket money are the ones who are going to rise in voice and power. And that is a no-brainer. These people then promote the bigotry behind the settlements and their racist attitudes. They can manipulate their flocks to vote for people like GW, as they did in 2004, largely based on prejudice towards homosexuals. Christian Zionists have a happy alliance with the Jewish Zionists. They are not just using this to make money either. They are actually backwards enough that they believe that they are Temple on the Mount rhetoric. Tied to all of this is the corporate media and the banks. Want to know what really happened on 9/11? Go follow the Zionists like Larry Silverstein. And no, it was not satanic groups, the Vatican, or the Illuminati. It was real people with real names. Do me a favor. Link to this article. Join anti-neocons and tell your family and friends. We have articles, videos, radio shows, and all in an open forum. And that is www.anti-neocons.com, folks. Let's see. If they could lie about the war in Iraq and the media would promote it and then help cover it up, then these same people could be lying about 9/11 with the media covering it up as they cover up all things related to Israel. We know they lied about Iraq, and we know who made the fabrications. We know what country they have dual citizenship with and which same country has been caught spying on the U.S., though unreported by the mainstream media, twice, both before and after 9/11. We know the Mossad lived next door to said hijackers and was caught filming and celebrating the World Trade Center attacks. Connect the dots. 9/11, Iraq, and PNAC. Where do all the roads lead? No, not to the New World Order, Illuminati Pope, lizards, or whatever. It leads to Israel. And Israel is going to start World War III and attack Iran, Syria, and Lebanon if we don't do something. You know what happened on 9/11? Now learn who did it and how. And it is the same people who are behind the Iraq war and the coming attack on Iran. He's got an MP3 file on Mark Rich, which I assume is in this anti-neocon website. Think about this. If Iran was caught spying on the U.S. twice, would the media ignore that? If Iran was living next door to the said hijacker, or if men from Iranian intelligence were caught filming 9/11 like the Israelis, would the media ignore that? As it is, the media fabricates things about Iran and ignores the real crimes of Israel. Now the disinformation. I'm so sick of having to explain away the utter nonsense that is attached to the truth about 9/11. Everything from space aliens and reptilian fish people to neo-Nazi groups have attached themselves to the 9/11 conspiracy. It is a classic tactic of deceivers to purposely leak disinformation which will mix truth with lies in order to discredit the truth. Don't fall for the disinformation. And don't just follow every word someone says. People like Chomsky, Jones, Rupert, Raimondo, Rivero, and others are not always right. Everyone makes goofs now and then. Help these people. Don't just parrot them. We'll be back in three. I've got much more. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Getting right back into this on the disinformation, folks, regarding 9/11, Iraq, and the PNAC documents. The 9/11 movement is splintered and fractionalized. Different camps passionately hold to their theories, but a large piece is missing. A large body of evidence is being ignored. Let me give some credit where credit is due before I try to merge these theories based on the strongest information from different thinkers. I would like to merge the 9/11 theories, and hopefully you guys will check this out for yourselves and see how this accounts with the most inclusive picture. We have a lot of half-truths floating around about the New World Order, so I thought I would clear some things up. Most of you seem to know the facts that there is a video for, but the whole picture still has not been said. So for those of you who read, let me just drop a few facts on you, and you can look it up for yourself. First off, 9/11 was an inside job. Bombs were in the towers, and most of you can recite the arguments for that in your sleep. Building number 7 is a smoking gun on that one. The 9/11 Commission did not even address it, and the steel from the towers was quickly carted off by the trucks and sold to China through Metal Management Incorporated, owned by a Zionist Jew by the name of Alan Ratner. Alex Jones has done a great job on covering that side of the 9/11 story, the Building 7 side of the story, but not the Israeli connection. This guy is a trailblazer. Hell, he predicted the 9/11 strike back in July 25th of 2001. He did not say when it would happen, but he said they would use Osama bin Laden as a patsy and they would run their airplanes into the World Trade Center. He was also the first to make a video documentary about 9/11. Michael Rupert of From the Wilderness had the information about the put options and economic anomalies posted as soon as September 12th, one day after the event. The question arises, who did it and when? Was it just a faction of neocons in our government, or was there assistance from a foreign government? Whose interests did they have in mind? Sites like WRH and ICH, that's whatreallyhappened.com, ICH, I'm not sure about, have been the best in addressing this side of the story. Excuse me. Let's look at the history of PNAC and combine that knowledge with the recent trials of AIPAC, the Niger Gate, that's the Libby trial, and the pulled Fox News report of the Israeli spy ring and the infamous five dancing Israelis. One pioneer who has been all over this angle from the beginning and has had up-to-date information on the ensuing trial is this guy, Justin Raimondo of antiwar.com. Justin wrote a book, Terror Enigma, 9/11 and the Israeli Connection, that will tell you more than you want to know about it. It is a short book, but well worth the buy. I propose that 9/11 was an inside job carried out by neocon moles in the U.S. government who work for the interest of a foreign government, Israel, or rather what that government serves, which is the international bankers and the military-industrial complex. And it is not in the interests of Asia or Israel or America. Israel is a cash cow for the military-industrial complex. 9/11, the resulting wars, were done in the interests of the Israeli lobby, which is backed by an age-old method of profiteering by Christian fanatics and Straussian globalists. Israel is waist-deep in 9/11, and evangelism is waist-deep in Israel. Ask yourself, if it was an inside job, then where did the anthrax letters come from after 9/11, if not from the same cabal that orchestrated it? And why did the letters read, death to America, death to Israel? Was this an attempt to link America's enemies with Israel's? Israel was caught in a false flag operation before where they tried to blame Arab patsies. You have to forgive me here, folks. Some of this stuff is misspelled, and I'm trying to figure it out as I go along. Check out the Lavon affair. When were the bombs put in the towers? Ask yourself that. Then who was caught working for a fake moving company, a front for the Mossad, in New Jersey after they were spotted dancing and taking pictures of themselves, smiling with the backdrop of the burning towers? What same moving company was in the World Trade Center towers when the power was cut off for days prior to 9/11? Oh yes, the power to the World Trade Center was cut off prior to 9/11, and the security cameras were down. Do you think Al-Qaeda did that? According to Scott Forbes, a senior database administrator for Fiduciary Trust Incorporated, a high net investment bank which was later acquired by Franklin Templeton, and this is precisely what took place. Forbes, who was hired by Fiduciary in 1999 and is now stationed in the UK branch office, was working on the weekend of September 8th and 9th of 2001 and said that his company was given 3 weeks advance notice that the New York Port Authority would take out the power in the South Tower from the 48th floor up. The reason? The Port Authority was performing a cabling upgrade to increase the WTC's computer bandwidth. You now know PNAC flowered from the Israeli clean break papers out of Tel Aviv. And that's why the trail stops as soon as we get to Israel on all the major alternative radio shows. Why are the co-authors Zionist Jews who have histories of spying for Israel, such as Richard Perle and Douglas Feith? How come AIPAC can be taught spying on the U.S. and there is no mention of it in the media, including Alex Jones, etc., as far as I know? By the way, this isn't me talking now. This is Ryan Dawson here, because I'm not sure about that. They have never even brought it up. It would ruin the theories that Bush did it from the films, and Bush did do it, but he was a puppet of the Zionist handlers because Bush is a Christian bigot. When Alex Jones was asked by Alan Combs of Fox who did it and how did they get away with it in the media, Alex stumbled over himself, saying, "Well, you have to look at who authored PNAC," and then went on to list high-profile figures who have spoken out pretty much avoiding the question. Maybe he was just excited to name the people he wanted to say in a rare short interview on the mainstream. Well, in a way, Alex did answer the question, because it was planned by the authors of PNAC, as was the Iraq War. But it is a death knell to plainly state that PNAC came out of Israel and stems from Israeli policy papers and was pushed for by a crowd that is overwhelmingly and disproportionately Jewish Zionists, some of whom have histories of spying for Israel or are currently caught up on charges, like Louis Libby, for using the OSP to lie about to push PNAC's stated goals. And, of course, the Mossad story, the spy ring, the Niger forgeries are simply dropped from the picture. Alex Jones knows who the real power is, and me, because he wants to stay on the air. He will not directly mention them. This is huge. Can you imagine if any other government was caught spying on the U.S. in the time of war? Imagine what would happen if Iran was caught doing the same thing. You ever wonder how the bombs were put in the towers? You probably know the president's brother was head of security. Did you know he had a moving company in the towers and Building 7 in the weeks prior to 9/11? Did you know that the moving company was Israeli Urban Moving Systems, and Israelis were caught on 9/11 taking pictures of themselves to the backdrop of the burning towers and laughing? They were arrested, and the address for their moving company turned up a front for the Mossad. It was an abandoned warehouse in New Jersey. They were released by the FBI when Ashcroft put a lid on it, and they went back to Israel. Their van had traces of explosive in it, box cutters, thousands of dollars in cash, and highlighted maps of New York. When they tested, they failed polygraph tests, which are 98% accurate. What really happened has been on the front lines with this story. It was clearly, clearly a Mossad operation. One, the Israeli movers cheered the 9/11 attacks to celebrate the successful accomplishment of the greatest spy operation ever pulled off in history. Number two, one of them, or an accomplice, then calls a 911 police dispatcher to report Palestinian bomb makers in a white van headed for the Holland Tunnel. Number three, having thus pre-framed the Palestinians with this phone call, the Israeli bombers then head for the George Washington Bridge instead, where they drop off their time bomb van and escape with urban moving accomplices. Number four, but the police react very wisely and proactively by closing off all bridges and tunnels instead of just the Holland Tunnel. This move inadvertently foils the Israelis' misdirection play and leads to their own capture and 40-day torture. Number five, to cover up this story, the U.S. Justice Department rounds up over 1,000 Arabs for minor immigration violation and places them in New York area jails. The Israelis, therefore, become less conspicuous, as the government and media can now claim that the Israelis were just immigration violators caught in the same dragnet as many other Arabs. Number six, after several months, FBI and Justice Department higher-ups are able to gradually push aside the local FBI agents and free the Israelis quietly. 9/11 was not carried out by devil worshippers or the Queen of England. 9/11 was the work of the Israeli Mossad and its neocon moles in the U.S. government. Many of the super Zionists are Russian oligarchs protected by the London money powers. The backbone of Zionism is organized religion. It is fanatical Jews and Christians. More money goes to fund the Israeli occupation from evangelical Christian churches than from the government. One church, Presbyterians, actually divested more money from Israel than what our government gives them in 2 years worth of foreign aid. If we could only get our other churches to follow. I know people will say that a con artist like Pat Robertson is not a real Christian. Newsflash, yes he is. He is a bad Christian, absolutely. Or excuse me, is he a bad Christian? Absolutely. But to say he does not hold the minimum beliefs in a Savior, a God, the creation story, and all that other biblical stuff is not true, because he is, and his millions of brain-dead followers do believe in all that stuff. In fact, it is one of the main motivations that helps Zionism because they think they must create conditions to fulfill biblical prophecies. And making Jerusalem Jewish is one of those. Now, if you just want to say that they do not follow some of the teachings of Christ, then you are absolutely right. But then again, basically no one does. Face it, all of Bush's support comes from the 30 or so percent of the country that are Christian fanatics. Religion breeds authoritarianism. What would Israel do without tens of billions it receives from Christian churches? It would fall apart. I am not saying that Christianity is to blame for what these evil idiots do. I am saying that a religion is not intrinsically good or bad. Religion is more like a car, and the behavior of the car depends upon the driver. It seems like moderate Christians are psychologically unable to face up to the fact that their own religion is being used to stuff the warmongers' pockets and finance aggression all over the world, as it has since its invention. So they invent groups like a secretly atheist Illuminati and even alien invasion, etc., anything to create a blame shift. It was the Zionists. Here is the other thing Alex never talks about. Israel being involved, and they were the ones who freaking did it. Strawman disinfo. I think the likes of those like Jeff Rentz, a radio host who admits 9/11 was an inside job and has quite a following, is possibly a real patriot or possibly a disinfo agent. Now, again, I want to quote here, or I want to reiterate, folks, this is Ryan Dawson talking. Not necessarily everything he puts in here I agree or disagree with, and I want to make that disclaimer right now. But certainly not a critical thinker when it comes to ghosts and space aliens. That stuff hurts the credibility. It is goofier than zodiac signs. The site is still okay, and you can pick out the real information from the entertainment, aka making money stuff. The argument that he has to say that junk that doesn't float. What? The argument that he has to say that junk just doesn't float. That doesn't make any sense. I don't say any of that junk. Why is it hard to just talk about the Zionists without adding senseless garbage to it? I would think the Rents.com far more if the front page wasn't covering unsolved mysteries type of superstitious trash. I'm not saying that secret societies do not exist or that non-secret organizations like the CIA don't carry out secret actions for their government. They do happen, and they have been around for a long time, ranging from the Black Hand to the America's know-nothing nations have always had groups of secrecy and privilege. The Bilderbergs is a great example. One cannot say that conspiracies simply don't exist or cannot happen. Heck, the 19 hijackers theory, where the BBC reports that some of the same hijackers turned up alive. If 9/11 is a conspiracy theory, so one is forced to believe in one conspiracy theory or another. People will ask, how could something so big be kept a secret? How could the press not uncover it? Conspiracies happen all the time. I'll give you a recent example. Just look at the Iran-Contra affair, where the secret government and CIA operation that included thousands of people involved multiple countries and used up billions of dollars. This conspiracy happened in your lifetime, unless you're under the age of 15. This scandal involves some of the very same neocons that are in office today. Familiar readers of anti-neocons are aware of the Libby-Rich Clinton connections. You guys are aware of it too, folks, because I reported on the Clinton Chronicles. Guilt by association. Don't attach 9/11 to falsehoods like we never landed on the moon. First of all, if any of you are so stupid as to think we were never on the moon, then just don't even bother reading the rest of this. The 9/11 evidence stands on its own. Attaching it to silly things just hurts the credibility and supports the tinfoil hat conclusions. P.S. NASA did bring lighting to the moon. Okay, some more disinfo. Thanks in large part to a music video called Pentagon Strike, we now have a no plane hit the Pentagon crowd. Plenty of people saw a plane fly towards the building and no one saw it leave. Look, if a plane did hit the Pentagon and they only show and they show that, then it will debunk the entire 9/11 story. Did you ever think the FBI might have taken the tapes away in order to create such a story? Here are some arguments against the no plane theory. I have to agree, but this is a mute point. Let's stick with the more damning evidence, and that is the WTC 1, 2, and 7 attacks and detonations. 9/11 is undeniably tied to the war in Iraq. It is obvious to any thinking person how the 9/11 how the 9/11 tragedy was used to justify by deception the war in Iraq. We know that the WMD claims were lies, not just mistaken intelligence. Now the question arises, who lied? Who set up and makes up the OSP? That's the Office of Special Plans, folks. All roads lead to Israel. But this brings me to the disinformation wave. A couple of stinkers have come up. One is the Bohemian Grove tie-in, which has been attributed to worshippers of Moloch and the Christian devil. Do you ever think about the Grove connections worshipping Moloch could be related to the Bavli Talmud, the Jewish text from Babylon? It's not the devil they follow, it's the Bavli Talmud. These people are hardcore Zionists. Guess who else was a Mizrahi Jew? Mayor Amschel Rothschild. That is why they enjoy billions of dollars from Christian fanatics like Pat Robertson. This argument takes some time, so go here if you need that to be cleared up. Is there a satanic or an atheist Illuminati? Nope, it's very the opposite. The Illuminati, as you guys think of it, the term is being used incorrectly. It is Zionist, not a German death cult. It is just a bunch of greedy but God-fearing Christians and Jews at the Grove. Simply put, a religion is not what makes people good or bad. People are what make the religion good or bad. All this talk about Germanic death cults and Masonic symbols and everything is a total waste of time. All right, we'll be back in three, and I'm going to conclude this, folks, and then I'm going to have my roving reporter, Rob Bishop, come up for an update on something that's very serious and could affect us all. So stick with me. We'll be back in three with more. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, a short segment coming up to the top of the hour. Going to try to get through and finish this off, folks. More disinfo by admission. We have the Chomsky, this war is for the oil crowd, and also Rupert's peak oil crowd. Oil was a reason for the wars, but not the reason. Chomsky and the like are very good at pointing out the big oil interests of the Iraq war and the petrodollar interests with Iran. We get two camps. It's about oil and it's about Israel's safety crowd, one or the other. Look, the corporatists and the Zionists overlap. The thing is, this war, the party is so clearly made up of Zionists, but no one seems to catch the overlapping interests of the corporations, namely the largest ones in the military-industrial complex and the Zionists. As I pointed out on KUCI, they don't give a damn about Jews or any of that, nor does the lobby. They just care about money. But what safeguards them from criticism is the religious angle. Corporations could not get away with it if they didn't have all their powerful anti-Semitism shield of protection around them, and they would not have the hundreds of billions of dollars in extra backing from Christian religious factions without the religious race card being played by the Zionists. So it is multi-layered. The fact that Zionists wrote plan for the war in Iraq as far back as 1992 and then actively played a part in spewing the pre-invasion disinformation makes it rather obvious to me who is in the front seat and who is cheering from the back seat when the Zionists and between the Zionists and the energy companies. If you want to know how the Libby-Niger gate tie into the warmonger plans for Iran, then listen to my radio interview, 9/11 as the resulting wars were planned in PNAC. I have gone through each Zionist player in the administration at one point or another on this board and on the radio and tied their actions back to Israel. Now, folks, I don't have access to that particular information of the radio interview, but I will tell you right now, I'm going to have Ryan Dawson on my show Tuesday, and we can cover this. Continuing, just ask yourself this question. What do Richard Pearl, Lewis Libby, Douglas Feith, Paul Wolfowitz, David Frum, David Wormser, Irving Kristol, Bill Kristol, Steve Rosen, and Keith Weisman all have in common? It is a war for Israel primary and a war for profit, as is any war secondarily. I wrote in my book how they all connect. The military-industrial complex, the evangelical churches, the lobby, and the Zionist neocons who make up the Office of Special Plans and wrote PNAC. That is why I wrote, Welcome to the USSA, and explain how no-bid contract work in communism and how we create state-assisted monopolies through everything from agribusiness subsidiaries to earmarked foreign aid. If we are to keep moving forward, then we need to be aware of disinformation. It is my opinion, and I know I will get accused of infighting, but it is my opinion that we should drop the extreme end of the spectrum, the alien believers who must admit that pragmatically, even if they sincerely believe in all that junk, they know that tactically it does not help us one bit. No one is ready to believe in reptilian fish people, so shut up, you guys. Please do the rest of us a favor and just talk amongst yourselves. I question your sanity. People, don't let these shanky-hands Nostradamus types fold up the $20 bill and look at the towers. Retards pollute our real efforts of journalism and research into 9/11. Please stop saying it was an Illuminati, a vague term, if you don't really know anything about the Illuminati other than a five-minute history and you can't immediately back up your claims with convincing arguments. It is not a secret who did this. PNAC spells it out and shows it off. I care about this country and the people we exploit. And the people we exploit, oppress, and kill. I want it to stop, damn it. I really deeply need it to stop. The occupation of Iraq and Palestine and Afghanistan have to end. We have killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people. We are torturing people. The real people who demonstratively wrote, planned, signed, lied, and carried out the war are Zionist neocons. Just for the record, the Brits need to get out of Ireland. Don't blame it on the mysterious group of people when we already have the names and the physical evidence of who did this. We seem to have about half the story floating around about 9/11. The Israeli connections have to be made or refuted. I have not heard any valid refutations. The anti-Semite card is all I have ever heard as an attempted rebuttal. The reply I get usually is, wow, damn, I didn't know about that. How interesting. I know you guys are smart. Look into it yourself. All right, top of the hour coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Waking. That about ends it for this article. We have to band together, folks. Excellent article. Well penned. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Second hour coming up. Stick with me. I got more. Don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could. Cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. With